Welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Ready to live creatively and freely?
Let's go!
Be inspired by someone who left corporate culture to live her entrepreneurial dream. Here's your host, Chandra Webb.
Hey everyone, welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra. I am your host, Chandra Webb, and I have missed you guys so very much. I guess I've been on a little hiatus, if you want to call it. Just taking a break and redefining some things in my life, and which is a great segue to what my podcast is about. Today, I thank you guys. I want to send a shout out to all of you that have subscribed. Remember to subscribe to my podcast, rate and review. I would love to hear what you think about the topics, any feedback, anything you know you have to add to my content and what I talk about. So, most of you know that one of the things on my show is I love to be transparent and quite personal at times. And normally when I come up with a topic, it's because it's something that I'm convicted of or that I struggle with, and I like to talk about it. And one of the areas that I tend to struggle with is setting boundaries. And most of us think we know what boundaries are, but we really don't. And I think it gets us into a lot of trouble and heartache and pain and difficulty in our life. So I wanted to just kind of talk about those things because it could be that very component of your life that could actually help you move past or get over the hump in learning how to set boundaries. So today I wanted to talk about how to say enough is enough. How many of us are tired and, you know, we get exhausted with people, with things, with the same situation, and we don't know how to come out of it. And for me, I just wanted to, well, a friend of mine gave me the book Boundaries. And when I say it has blessed me so, I'm reading it, and I'm reading it slowly because I really want to take it all in and apply it just, you know, to those very areas of my life that I need to, which is, when it comes to boundaries, every area. And so I want to start off with, you know, how do we define what a boundary is? You know, boundaries, there are these invisible lines that pretty much define what is me, you know, what is not me. What am I responsible for? What am I not responsible for? And they help us to distinguish, you know, our property so that we can take care of it. And I like to, you know, liken it to property lines for a home. For those of you that have bought homes, you know, when you buy a home and they give you the plan, it shows you where your property lines are. It shows you where it begins and it shows you where it ends. And then it also shows you where your neighbor's lines begin as well. So everyone is well aware of what they're responsible for and what they're not responsible for. And that's what a boundary is in our lives, you guys. We have to be able to define what we have control over and what we don't have control over, or what we allow to come in and what we don't allow to come in. So I just want to talk about that a little bit and help you, and in helping you it helps me. But this book, I'm not getting paid to promote this book, but this book has definitely, you know, blessed me so to where I wanted to cover. I just kind of wanted to talk about those things, pieces of the book, and incorporate it in my content and in my podcast and talking to you guys. And so one thing that I do know is that boundaries are very hard to set and establish. And not only that, you can set and establish a boundary, but then if you don't enforce a boundary, then what are you setting it for? And a lot of time, the root of our conflicts with boundaries, they create symptoms like anxiety, depression, eating disorders, addiction, relationship struggles. You know, all of that can be attributed to conflict and setting boundaries. And so I just want to touch on just a few points, you know, that I've pulled from the book. Now, mind you, I'm reading the book. Like I said, I'm reading the book slowly. So these are just things that I'm, you know, that are really speaking to me that I, you know, just want to share. And be sure to make a comment, to let me know, you know, where you are in your walk as it relates to boundaries and in setting boundaries, or do you find it easier? Maybe you can give me some tips on how to better do that. But my first point is the problem we have with boundaries come about when we confuse responsibility and ownership. We have to be able to distinguish what is our responsibility and what isn't. Because sometimes we tend to be responsible for things we shouldn't be responsible for. And if anyone is like me, I'm a fixer by nature. You give me a problem, I'm gonna do my best to solve it. And it gets me in so much trouble. Stressed, you know, I have headaches. And I'm thinking to myself, why am I carrying this? Like, I probably shouldn't even be dealing with this. But because I have taken ownership of someone else's issue, then it becomes my issue, or I've allowed it to become my issue. And, you know, I don't like to talk about problems long. I like to talk about solutions. Okay, how are we going to fix this? Because we can go back and forth all day long about this is wrong, that is wrong, she did this, he did this, they did this. You know, that doesn't do us any good. And so I tend to take that on from, you know, from other people. And so I'm already confusing responsibility with ownership. Because, you know, the nurturing side of me is, oh my God, they're in distress. You know, I want to help them out. You know, I don't want to see people that I care about or that I love, you know, feeling anxious or, you know, downtrodden or anything like that. And then, you know, it's just kind of like the nurturing side of me is almost like a blessing and a curse, to be honest with you. And I have learned that I can't do that. I can't put myself, you know, in a place to where I'm drained and I'm carrying the load, you know, of other people. And it's not my responsibility. You know, I have to know what I need to take ownership of, what I need to be responsible for. And that's ME. Yes, that's me. That's Chandra. Number two, there is a time and a place for everything. And that applies to boundaries. In the book, it talks about how we need to appropriate boundaries at certain times. And I know a lot of people struggle, you know, with this, especially, you know, when it comes to spouses, kids, family, work, or even being an entrepreneur. You know, knowing when do I put those boundaries in place? When can I push the envelope in different areas of my life with my family, you know, in my relationship, or, you know, with my business? And I don't know how to shut it down sometimes. And so that's a problem. I don't know when to say, okay, it's time to let this be, move on to something else, or rest. For example, those of you that are business owners, you know, we tend to work the wee hours of the night. Sometimes we're waking up in the middle of the night and we're jotting ideas down, or we're on the computer, or we're answering emails. You have to set boundaries to say, okay, at this time, I'm not doing any work, or at this time, it's just family time. And I have to take a moment to relax and to decompress. You have to do that with your spouse. You have to do that with, you know, with your kids. You have to say when it starts and when it ends. And that's not a bad thing. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. That's not a bad thing to do that. And I love it because there's a story in the book that talks about two parents that are having issues with their son. And so they take him to a therapist. And they say, you know, Mr. Therapist, you know, my son, he's skipping class. He doesn't want to do his schoolwork. He's, you know, we're having lots and lots of issues, you know, with him. And, you know, he's just giving us the blues. And my son says he doesn't have a problem. And so the therapist, you know, they say we give him everything he wants, you know, money, we provide for him, everything. And so the therapist turns and looks at them and says, your son is right. He doesn't have a problem. And so the father says, what do you mean he doesn't have a problem? Didn't you hear me? I just told you he's skipping school. He said, yes. He said, he doesn't have a problem. You do. He's perfectly fine with his situation, skipping class. He said, what you need to do is you need to help him have some problems. That's speaking to me. You need to help him have some problems. Instead of creating a comfortable environment for him, allowing his problems to make you feel uncomfortable, you need to allow his problems to make him feel uncomfortable. And so how many times have we done that? Have we taken on other people's responsibilities and problems and made them feel good? So they're all free and happy and, you know, irresponsible, and you're all responsible and miserable. That's not the way that it should be. And so it brings me to, you know, just a few questions. Can I set limits and still be a loving person? The answer is yes. Yes, you can. Setting boundaries is a loving gesture for yourself. It is. Setting boundaries don't dictate my character or my disposition. I'm loving no matter what, whether I set boundaries or not. Honestly, I think it's how we communicate our boundaries that speaks to our loving nature. Now, you can't, you know, read the book or after this podcast say, you know what, Chantra is so right. I'm setting boundaries and I'm going in and I'm telling everyone what it is. And so you can't just go in and say, don't ask me for anything. I'm setting my boundaries. Y'all are selfish, blah, blah, blah. You can't go in and say that. Then, yes, that would come off not being loving. That would come off being very, being, you know, rude and crude. You know, you can't do that, but you can say what you mean in a very polite, convicting kind of way. And, you know, sometimes when we don't set those limits and we're trying to help anyone or everyone, we have to ask ourselves, has helping really helped? I mean, really, when you think about it, you know, let's talk about when you enable someone. And a lot of us have been there where we've been the enabler. Has helping this person really helped? Let's talk about drug addiction. I've had family members on drugs, and you know, we love them. We want to see them set free. We don't want to see them hurt or abusing their bodies. But sometimes we, because of the state of their mind, we'll do things to accommodate them, and we'll lift those boundaries. You know, for our kids, it may not be helpful, you know, to allow them to do certain things, but because we don't want them to pout or be sad, we allow them, you know, to do things that are not beneficial. And so in setting boundaries, it helps to keep the good in and keep the bad out, so to speak. And so you have to act. That's a really good question to ask yourself. Okay, in doing this, is helping really helping, you know, or has helping really helped? And I think that's just a good question to, you know, to ask. Let's see, another question. What if someone is hurt or upset, or why do I feel guilty when I consider setting boundaries? Let me say this. Boundaries are not walls. Boundaries are, they're permeable enough to allow a pass through, but they should be strong enough to keep danger out. Let me say that again. Boundaries should be permeable enough to allow a pass through, but they should be strong enough to keep danger out. They show you, like I said, where you begin and where you end. And so let me just take a pause. Let's talk about relationships for a minute. Sometimes we find ourselves in bad cyclical relationships, and it's because most of the time it's because we haven't set boundaries. The same thing could keep happening over and over again. And the thing about it is, people will only do what you allow them to do. And so you have to ask yourself, how many times is she going to continue to disrespect me, or he's gonna continue to call me out my name, or not value my time without asking me? You have to really pose these questions to yourself. And sometimes we just get into the habit of just doing these things because we've grown conditioned to do them. And that's a part of us not setting boundaries. And are, you know, setting boundaries selfish? Absolutely not. One of the most boundary setting words is no. And if you're anything like me, I have a hard time saying no sometimes. But as time has gone on, I have found courage and power in that, in knowing how to put myself first and how to, you know, how to know what I can and cannot do and how not to push myself. And no is such a confrontational word. It is. But it also lets people know that you're in control, and it sets you apart from them. And sometimes people, you know, pressure you to do things that you don't want to do, and you have to just stand up and say, I can't do it. No, that's not in my agenda. I can't, you know, you can say things in a very, you know, respectable kind of way. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not unable to do that right now. But no is such a powerful word. I know there have been times where I have agreed to many things that I haven't wanted to do, but because I'm a woman of my word, and if I say I'm gonna do something, I'll do it. I go through with it, and then at the end I probably will beat myself up wondering, why didn't I say no? I didn't want to do that. My intentions were not good in that. My spirit wasn't right. I just didn't want to do it, but I did. And then people, you know, family, boyfriend, girlfriend, can play into your emotions and make you rethink your no. And so honestly, you guys, your words have to define your property, which is yourself. And it also lets people know where you stand, and that is so important. It gives you a voice and it gives you power. And at the end of the day, knowing how to say enough is enough is totally up to you. When you start finding yourself, say, in a dark space and everyone else is in a good space, but you're the one carrying the load and the burdens, it's time to do a self-check. That's not how it's supposed to be. We have to communicate our thoughts to other people and stand behind it. You know, people can't read your mind. And so in setting your boundaries in every area of your life, it does that. It lets people know, this is where I am and this is where I stand, and I'm good with it. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you, but this is for me. And so it doesn't have to happen all at once. You know, this whole process of setting boundaries and saying enough is enough, it's an intuitive process. You can start, you know, by what we call cleaning house, but it's a process. You know, it's one step at a time, but it can be done. And I feel like if you really want to move forward in your life, if you really want to see progress and productivity and less anxiety, this is definitely the place to start. One, in acknowledging that I may be a pushover sometimes, you know, I may allow people to do that. But then the next step is saying, I'm tired and I want to do something new. And this is where to start. So you guys, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in to Snap Talk with Chandra. I am your host, Chandra Webb, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you for tuning in to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Want to hear more?
Let's go!
Hit the subscribe button. Please rate and review.